throw a child in the fire? The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu ajma'in say, قُلْنَا لَا وَهِيَ تَقْدِرُ عَلَىٰ أَلَّا تَطْرَحُ. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Messenger of Allah, this woman that is showing so much love and kindness to the other children, Ya Rasulullah, as long as it is in her power, as long as it is in her power, this woman who is showing so much love and kindness for the other children, Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah, this woman will never throw her own child in the fire. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, Allahu arhamu bi'ibadihi min hadhihi biwaladiha. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is more merciful and more kind to his servant than this mother to her child. A billion times more merciful and kind. More merciful and kind to his servants than this mother to her child. It is because of this attribute that you and I show kindness and mercy and love to one another. All humans, all creatures show kindness because of this attribute. Because of this one part of mercy, only one part that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent upon all creatures. The hadith is narrated by Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. As Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, كَإِنَّ لِلَّهِ مِئَةَ رَحْمَةٍ أَنزَلَ مِنْهَا رَحْمَةٌ وَاحِدَةٌ بَيْنَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنسِ وَالْبَهَائِمِ وَالْهَوَامِ. That there are 100 parts of mercy for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has only sent down one part of mercy. And it is because of this one part, you and I, and all living creatures, the jinn, the animals, the humans, show kindness to one another. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, at the end of the hadith, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَأَخَرَ اللَّهُ تِسْءٌ وَتِسْئِينَ رَحْمَةً يَرْحَمُ بِهَا عِبَادُهُ يَوْمَ الْكِيَامَةِ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has reserved, He has saved 99 parts of mercy with which He will treat His servants with on the Day of Judgment. My brothers and sisters, we should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has reserved 99 parts of mercy, as you and I and all mankind will be in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy on that very severe day. You and I, we know the status of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Shafi'ul muznibin, khatamun nabiyyin, Sayyidu wuldi Adam, ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi wa ma ta'akhkhar. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, free from all sins. Yet the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he himself says that I myself will not enter Jannah illa an yataghammadani Allahu bi rahmatin. Without the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if it is not the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then I will not enter Jannah. Only because of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I will enter Jannah. Let us move on to the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and see how merciful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala truly is. The hadith narrated by Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala an, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, rajulun lam ya'mal khayran kattu li ahli, wa fi riwayatin أسرف رجل على نفسه. As Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that there was a person who had never done any good to his family. This person had never done any good to his family. In another narration, it is stated that this person had done injustice to himself by spending his days in folly and transgression. He lived a life of sin, a life of evil, and he had never done a good deed before in his life. فَلَمَّا حَضَرَهُ الْمَوْتِ أَوْصَى بَنِيهِ كَإِذَا مَاتَ فَحَرِّكُوهُ ثُمَّ اذْأَرُوا نِصْفَهُ فِي الْبَرِّ وَنِصْفَهُ فِي الْبَحْرِ. When the time of his death came close, he was seized with the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as he knew that now